afternoon, I'm Khaki Walton. Checking on the arts is made possible by contributing listeners and the Orpheum Theater. Voices of the South presents Prison Stories 4. It's the fourth installment in the Prison Stories series that has been launched by Elaine Blanchard. Voices of the South is going to be in their home at Theater South, 1000 South Cooper, and that's in the basement of First Congregational Church, a nice little intimate space. Elaine Blanchard joins me in the studio this afternoon to talk about the latest Prison Stories. It's very nice to see you.
Nice to be here, Khaki. Thank you.
You're very welcome. You know, I don't know if I've ever asked you this question before, because we've talked about Prison Stories ever since you started doing this program. First of all, explain to people what it is, and I want to know how this idea came to you.
Prison Stories is an opportunity for women in Shelby County Division of Corrections, the jail, to have their voices heard, to tell their stories, and to share them with the Memphis community.
Well, a lot, you know, I think, how did you decide to go into the prison system? What gave you the idea to reach out to these women?
You know, telling my own story has set me free and empowered me in so many ways. Just to appreciate my own life, having people hear my story and receive it. And so it has been such a gift to me to share my own story, mm-hmm. that I began to wonder, who could I share this same gift with? Who would most appreciate being heard? And I thought about the women who are in jail now. So I went to the county jail system and asked the people there if I could test a theory. Could I come in and listen to the stories of the women who are serving time there and make theater, make art from their stories, and see if it made a difference?
And it has. It has.
In all of us, those who perform, those who create this, those who direct, and those who write their stories, all of us have grown and discovered pieces of ourselves that we didn't know were there before, ways to connect, and ways that we're all alike and need each other.
Well, I want to concentrate on the women in Prison Stories in just a minute, but you talk about how important it was for you to tell your story. In a nutshell, what is your story, and how has telling other people helped you?
In so many ways, I have been, growing up in my developmental years, dismissed and neglected. Part of that is because I was a girl child, mm-hmm. Among boy children. Part of that was I was in a really deeply religious, conservative, fundamentalist environment where men were important and women just baked the casseroles.
Yeah.
And so I grew up thinking that I didn't matter. And my story is about learning that I do matter, and that the choices I make impact not only my life, but the lives of the people around me, and that I can make decisions in my life that make the world a better place.
Well, you're making the world a better place with Prison Stories.
Thank you.
And, you know, what an overlooked segment of society to focus on. They're constantly being told they're no good, mm-hmm. they're not trusted, mm-hmm. And it's of course, prison is an unpleasant environment to be in, but this shows them that they matter, and their life means something.
It means so much to the writers in our class when guests come. We have guests come to class and share their stories. Cecilia Wingate, Undine Gary, Brian Fruits has been there. Ellen Pruitt comes. People from the community come and share their stories, and it to them it's like, wow, we matter enough. Not only do you want to hear our stories and perform our stories, but you want to come spend a class session with us and share your story. Our hearts break open as human beings when people sit face to face with us and share their stories. And both sides, the teller and the hearer, both sides grow and become more when we have that experience together.
So when they start out, this is something that they, not everybody can participate in this. It's women who are at a certain point in their incarceration?
That's correct. The women who are in prison stories are part of what's called the 3R program. And they're getting ready to be released. And so hopefully this is just a little bit more soul food for them to give them some encouragement as they get out, because the challenges are so many for women after they're released from prison.
Finding a job, I mean, they might have children on the outside too. And so they come to this program willing and wanting to talk, right?
Right. And now that the program has been there for 2 years, most of the women have heard about it, and many of them have seen a performance already. So they have a good idea of what they're getting into, and they come into the room eager to be a part of the next Prison Stories class.
I know that there have to, since you've been doing this for a few years, there are probably so many moments that just made your heart full to see how these women have changed and what just the arc of them at the beginning of this process and them at the end of this process. What have you seen? Does something stand out?
So, when people have been hurt by the world around them, disappointed by what life has offered them, and then found themselves disappointed in their own decisions and where they've landed.
Mm-hmm.
We as human beings tend to have a shield that comes up in front of us that's pretty thick,
mm-hmm.
self-protective kind of a thing. We don't trust ourselves, and so we don't want to trust other people. So often people come into the class with that shield up pretty thick, and I have watched people. Susan came into the class this time, and her shield was so thick that we pointed it out to her that it was hard to connect because she kept that shield up.
Mm-hmm.
And one day she came into class and said, you all are asking me about why I keep myself so protected. I'm going to tell you why I keep myself so protected. And she told us about how when she was 12, the man next door started coming in when she'd come home from school and taking advantage of her.
Right.
She got pregnant when she was 12. She got pregnant when she was 13.
Mm.
She got pregnant when she was 15.
Oh, good.
Then
gosh.
Her mom looked at her when the third baby was born and said, "What's going on around here?" And so she took a risk and told her mom what was going on. And her mom slapped her and said, "Girl, don't you know how to lock that door?"
Oh, no. Oh, no.
So then when she tells that story, it's easy to understand why it would be hard for her to trust other people or to expect grace and goodness mm-hmm. from the world around her. The world is hard for a lot of us. And those of us who live comfortable and convenient lives, we forget that we are so blessed.
That's true. Prison Stories, we're talking about that. Voices of the South, it's one of their latest outreach programs that Elaine Blanchard started, and it's been going on for a couple of years, and they're going to be doing two live performances, Friday, January 20th and Saturday, January 21st at 8 o'clock at the Theater South space. That's Voices of the South's intimate little home in the basement of First Congregational Church. So these are all new stories. If people have seen Prison Stories before, this will be something brand new.
Brand new. And we're going to be on Chatterbox Theater. This performance, Bob Arnold has invited us to record this at Chatterbox Theater. So we are really excited about that new adventure.
That's wonderful. So that's going to be on the Chatterbox website.
Yes,
and
for the whole world to hear.
That's right. Oh, that's so fabulous. Well, let's talk about who is involved in this production. Brian Fruits is directing this.
That's
now, tell
correct.
Us a little bit about Brian.
Brian is a University of Memphis graduate student in the School of Theater in directing.
Mm-hmm.
He recently directed Wit at the University of Memphis, and those who saw that performance will know that this is one talented young man.
That's great. And Virginia Ralph, who is one of the original members of Voices of the South, is composing original music. That's exciting.
Yes.
What's her music like?
She plays acoustic guitar, mm-hmm. and so she's going to write pieces for this performance. And the reason we're doing original music this time is because we're going to be on Chatterbox, and we can't use somebody else's work.
Right. So,
it's time to do original stuff.
I think that's better anyway. That's exciting. That really is. Well, who are your actors in this performance?
Joe Potter is one of the actors who's with us. Gail Black, and this is the third time that Gail has performed in Prison Stories. She loves this work and feels like it has given a lot back to her. Mm. Ann Wallace from Playback Memphis.
Oh, yeah.
And Jacqueline Suffel and Randy Sluter.
Well, seeing Joe Potter's name there just made me so happy because if you've been listening or watching WKNO Channel 10, you know that Joe was employed at this company for many, many, many years, and she's near and dear to all of our hearts. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad mm-hmm. she's participating.
Me too.
In this program. That's so wonderful. I just can't imagine how it must feel for everybody involved in this. I mean, this is so emotionally charged. I mean, this has to end up with a lot of tears and a lot of laughter.
Yes. Yes. And that's part of the process, is that when we share stories, our hearts break open a little bit. This is what I've noticed, that part of this work is heartbreaking. But in order for me to understand fully what it means to be me, I have to take a risk and let my heart break a little bit so that I can expand and grow and become all that I'm meant to be. And part of that means hearing the heartbreaking stories of my neighbors. Otherwise, I shut myself off from a part of who I am if I don't want to hear who they are.
Oh, Elaine, it's just wonderful, the work that you do. I read something that you're going to get involved with the Memphis Child Advocacy Center.
They're involved with us in Prison Stories.
Yeah, that's what I just read a little blurb about that. Tell us about that.
Carol Drake is the outreach and education person with the Memphis Child Advocacy Center. Mm-hmm. And she came and presented their workshop, Stewards of Children, to the class of writers mm-hmm. at the jail. It's about protecting our children from sexual abuse. And it was such a rewarding experience for her and for the class. And so Nancy Williams, the executive director of the Memphis Child Advocacy Center, is going to come to the inside performance on the 19th. They're in the jail,
right?
And be present for that. And there are a lot of ways that we can connect and work together and help to do some healing and prevent other girls from the abuses that so many of the women I've met in the jail have fallen victim to.
Because something like that happens and then it just becomes a cycle, you know?
You forget that you're a person worthy of respect.
Yeah. Mm. So the prison performance is going to be on the Thursday the 19th.
Inside the prison.
And just the sense of accomplishment from when these women see actors telling their story.
And their family gets to come. So their moms, their sisters, their children are there too. And usually they bring in about 250 300 women and the staff from the jail. They're all there for the performance. And then at the end of the performance, I call each woman up individually and give her a certificate of completion and give her a chance to say to everyone there what this has meant to her. Mm. And it's just a piece of paper, but that completing something and being able to share how important that is, just to start and to finish something. That's my favorite moment in the whole experience.
Oh. Thank you for the good work that you do.
Thank you, Khaki.
When did the light bulb go off and tell you that you needed to tell your story? Was there a certain moment and you thought, well, what if I talk to people about what's happened to me?
You know, I told my story to therapists for years and paid them to listen. And I guess finally one day I thought, you know what? I'm tired of paying people to hear this story. I'm going to tell it a different way. So I made theater out of it. And making art out of my own struggles and pain has been the most healing experience for me. Beyond healing, it's shown me how much I have to give.
Well, you certainly do give a lot, and this outreach program is just such a wonderful thing, and you're giving back every day, and it's going to be passed down. So I'm so glad you came by to talk about Prison Stories 4. The performances, again, are Friday, January 20th and Saturday, January 21st at 8 p.m. at Theater South, Voices of the South Space at 1000 South Cooper in the basement of First Congregational Church. You know, you're telling these women that they matter, and it's being done in such a wonderful way, directed by Brian Fruits, with original music by Virginia Ralph, and a talented cast, including our own Joe Potter. So thanks so much for coming by to talk about it.
Thank you.
That's a great idea, and I'm glad that we get the opportunity to tell people about Prison Stories.
Thank you, Khaki.
Okay.